What's up with this echo? That was him, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they're my favorite band, and Don Vito just fainted.
I didn't faint, but I'm going to get him put on my other ass cheek. Like, that's the point. They're taking it. That's the band. What's the name of the album here? That's the hit. This album here. You got all kind of albums, CDs.
You got so many albums.
You got CDs. Well, this is, what song is that one on?
Sorry?
What's that on your hit one? That was a good song.
That one, right?
Especially
right here,
live in the studio. We're getting a treat here.
Shut up, Matt, for a sec.
don't tell me to shut up.
The one's called Razorblade Romance.
It's
the one with the pink cover. I'm
great
looking
song.
Like Michael Jackson
great song.
On the cover.
Yeah, what the hell's with all these gloves? With the things? Why even wear a glove?
Vito, it looked like you got shot in the ass with a poison dart, and now you're in love.
That was a good song, though.
Like Cupid.
Him. Yo, that was a good song. You got a good band.
Thank you very much.
You take all the credit. You're going to move up to the goddamn $20,000 people show soon. Right now you're at the 1,200 to 2,000. As soon as your name gets out there, you're going to be moving up. And don't forget,
shut
Don
up and
Vito.
Shut up and fade.
Yeah, why don't you just shut up and
fade? I can't fade. He didn't sing a good song yet. That was a good song.
Are you working on a new album?
Yeah. We're sorting that all out. You know, we're going to need you to studio next March. Like that.
And I'll be there taping.
Yeah,
no, it's called filming. All right, Franz. Filming sounds better than taping. Rakeon, what did you think of the live performance there?
Well, I loved it, but there's things I love more, and those are the desires of my whole. It's a hole in one always for me. Villa, I love you, but I have to say later, and that's when I'll be back with the desires that I most enjoy, which are my friends that put their fingers deep into my hole. Biggs, Bam, and Vito.
Rakeon is at home right now, just so mad at you.
Who's
that number you called,
so
Bam, for that radio show?
Hey, Rakeon, why don't you call 866-510-5377 and talk to us and tell us how mad you are at Deco right now.
No, I want to call her. I demand it. 866-510-5377.
Hey, we need a caller. We only have one caller yet. This radio show came on to get a caller. What is it? 1-866-510-5377?
When do you want your Don Vito minute?
Right.
Because we just gave you like seven of them.
Well, give me goddamn my girl.
You're talking the whole time.
Siobhan, where's Siobhan? I bring her in. I would need a Pez. She's going to look it right out of her breast.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's coming
bring
in.
Bring her in.
Well, like, she's a nice girl.
Is she a nice girl?
Yeah, Oasis.
Where did she go?
Oasis
Cathedral?
At the strip
you went
club.
To the... What is it?
The St. Patrick's Cathedral.
And what did
you
do
there?
You
got a DJ real quick.
A BJ?
You're allowed to do that there. Man.
Is it from a transvestite?
Siobhan, come over here and sit over here. Look at these breasts. Oh, my God. They're the best breasts ever. She got Pez inside her lightsabers.
This is the Don Vito minute
no,
right now.
This is my minute with Don Vito. This is the best way to eat lightsabers. Right here, you just grab on their ass real tight, and look at me. Just,
Oh my God!
That's $1.
Oh my God!
Vito, you're a maniac.
Hey, you want a lightsaber?
No,
give
Bam
a lightsaber.
I have a girlfriend.
Give Villa Valor a lightsaber.
All
right. Villa. Villa. You want a lightsaber?
Villo can't do it either.
Yeah, he can. No, how about Daniel Lionheart? Daniel Lionheart, you want a lightsaber? Oh, I have a lightsaber! Let me get a lightsaber. I mean, they're good. Look at these breasts. If you can see them, they're the best. She's a nice girl. She goes to church. St. Patrick's Cathedral. She was the first one.
What did you do in church today?
She had good. She fucked and gave a blowjob in the church. And you're allowed to do it on this radio, serious radio. You're allowed to do that kind of stuff. She's a nice girl now. She's a Catholic.
Vito, why do you do these? You go for
We went to the pew.
Shut up.
We were in the pew.
Now I gotta tell him to shut up. You're gonna be the top notch guy in the Nidia Club if you don't shut up. Now let me talk.
It's your club, guys.
You go from town to town on these breast signings.
It's a good time.
You were in Michigan earlier, weren't
bar
you?
Bar Chicago, bar Norfolk, all these bars.
And what do you do?
Bar Charlotte, sign breasts with all these young
that's
college
all you
girls.
Just sign breasts?
All these college, yeah, it's basically.
Do you get paid?
Yes.
Is it nice?
Yes.
Is it the easiest job ever?
Best job ever.
Would you ever
the
change
girls
that?
Have a bunch of Jaeger bombs and all kind of stuff. A bunch of Budweiser, everybody's all loosened up, having a good time, dancing. It's like the best time ever. You should make a show.
Hey, this go. Next song should be devoted to Vito because it's called Solitary Man, and that's exactly what you aren't.
What the hell are you talking about? Siobhan. She's at the Oasis tonight, 9 to 2. We're heading back to Philly.
Vito's mind is
been
in the
she has the best breast, though. She has. What are they? What size are they? D? 34D. Oh, my God. You're a semen tasting. They're the best.
Oh, see, semen's best in my mouth.
Her body's so nice, and she's only 27. She's a nice girl.
Yo, Vito. Oh, we are.
She's a nice girl.
Are we allowed to play some music?
Yes, play some music. Play some song. This is for Siobhan. Siobhan, you faint. You're going to faint when he sings to you. Watch. Did you faint already? All right. He's got the power. He's a crooner. He's a Frank Sinatra coming over here, taking over.
Frank Sinatra get bad.
Hymns, what? Don't you know that hymns taking over?
Hymns taking over.
They
he's
are.
A crooner. He's got all these love songs and all this good stuff.
Do you know that every goddamn venue sold out in America of their whole tour?
Good for him. Yeah. 10 yeah. seconds they sell. He tried to get tickets. Nobody invited me to Philly last night, though. I'm up here in New York.
We're trying to get you.
Well, I like this show better. It's live right in the studio. This is a good show.
It's for you.
This is
the house. Awesome. You just drink
I didn't faint yet, though.
Best seat. We have the best seats in the house.
Best seats in the house. Damn, you're infected.
I know I am.
But be careful.
I was trying to pull this tactic, opening up drinks with a ring, because Burton, the keyboarder of him here, he does it so smooth, and he impresses all the ladies. So I tried to do it, and I did it like 30 times, and I have the biggest cut on my hand, and I got some New York filth in there. and I seriously think I need to go to the hospital now.
You look like you do. You're going to get a staph infection.
I think I already have.
You're going to lose a finger, and it's your middle finger, and you need that.
You
can't say the F word, so I was warned.
But you can say
the FCC said, don't say fuck on the radio, Sirius Radio. Don't say it no more.
Yeah, you got to knock that
I
off.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you did. We're you said goddamn
it, one, it says porn bag on your goddamn phone.
No, that's coming up. That's not right now.
It's not new? Okay, bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
So you ready for the gig tonight there, Zilla?
Sorry?
Are you ready for the gig tonight?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I've been laughing my ass off just by listening not to you. You're boring. But
no, Bams knows what he's doing.
He's funny.
He's got the best band Rake's, in the goddamn U.S. What? Right now. You got the best band in the U.S. playing right in the studio for us. You and CKY ought to play together.
I'm fainting now, man.
There you go.
Exactly.
You got
come to the.
How do you remember all the words to all your songs? How do you remember all the words to all them songs you got?
I don't.
You don't.
I just improvise.
Change them around.
Yeah.
Elvis used to forget all of his songs too.
Yeah.
Well,
Phil would play all these songs. Dude, remember when Elvis said the F word and Phil makes he plays it in his
over
song.
Over, yeah.
Look, Elvis says the F word.
Well, I used to get high and.
And then he called Priscilla a cocksucker.
He said the same song twice. He was all when he broke up. He sung her twice.
Didn't she hump the karate instructor?
Yeah, she humped the karate.
Yeah, the night he found out he was at a rock concert.
Elvis was pissed.
And he was singing Hurt, and then he says, "I'm so effing hurt, you cocksucker."
That's
whatever.
It. Yeah.
Phil has the bootleg.
I know how Elvis died. Now I was on a tour, and the blood came out. I fell off the tour.
He bled out just like you.
Yeah, like
did he lose 30 pounds?
Well, he was dead. I'm still alive.
Yeah, but did he lose 30 pounds
he lost
after he died?
200 pounds because he was down to nothing.
Look how skinny you are.
I know, I'm losing weight here. I ain't going to be able to shake my head no more. I'm going to have to get a new character.
You got to write a book.
I'm going to have to gain weight.
Don Vito's How to Lose Weight.
And we need
Slim
to go
Fast. I took Slim
to
Fast
the venue.
Too.
All right.
So see you in a sec.
I'll see you at the venue.
We'll see you at the venue.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was him.
Thank you.
And that was live, and that was great. And
see you later.
See you guys.
Uh-huh. Harry Plaza, you're more. Play more than 13 songs. They only play 13 songs and they leave, but that's good enough. You only play 13 songs, you got to play more. Play more. Next time. 13, that's your lucky
Peter,
number.
You just talk to hear yourself talk.
No, last time I said he played 13 songs and we encored him, he wouldn't come out.
Do you ever just have a nice, mellow night inside, like,
yeah,
watching
Sirius
television?
Yeah, Sirius 28. I listen to Sirius 28. I just shut the hell up. I listen to
you just sit at home and listen to Sirius 28?
Yeah, well, I'm going to now.
Faction?
As soon as they send me a radio.
Or do you listen to Slim Shady?
I heard Slim Shady.
Did you?
145.
You like that? Did you hear the new album? Slim Shady album?
No.
Can I play it to you on the way home?
Yeah, go ahead. I thought they were going to give me M&M's when I went in. That's why I went in there. Because all it was a bunch of crazy people there.
Being this is Radio Bam, I'm going to play another song that I like.
Go ahead. You
it's, from
like
the it's from the 69 Eyes, but what do you call them?
68 Eyes.
Yeah, why?
Because from here it looked like 68.
This band is from Finland, and they're like vampires. They're like
vampires.
Vampires.
Is it like that vampire barn?
Yeah, and this song's called Lost Boys.
I like that wine.
Yeah, well, listen to the song. Which is, Bran, why don't you give your outro to this song?
As me or as Ray?
Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the nighttime puddle of noise. Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the nighttime puddle of noise. Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost.
It's Radio.
Radio.
Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
I never heard that. Hey, Bran.
Yep.
Should we take some phone calls?
Hell yeah, call in.
What's up with this echo? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Woo woo.
Hello?
Oh,
Am I an echo?
The easiest thing I ever do.
What are you doing?
Just trying something new. I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Is anyone listening? Where's a phone call?
Is that Beastman or Skeletor?
It's Ray. My butterface is delicious on Sirius 28 Faction Radio Band, whatever. Satisfy my nostrils with the delicious up-night late joke that you love to snort. Wow.
Later.
Later.
Yo.
My name is Ted West.
Should we take in some calls here?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be doing? You're in charge of the show. Take a call.
Well, I'm waiting.
Oh, do it.
Look at the way you look.
Put it on me. I don't even know how to get this thing on. It keeps popping off.
You look terrible, Vito.
I look terrible. I look fine.
Look at your hairdo.
That damn thing's all tangled up. What kind of equipment you got?
Your life is tangled up. Look at you. You're a mess.
I'm getting a haircut soon.
By who?
I don't know. Anybody. Whoever wants to cut it.
April.
Yeah, she likes to cut it. She'll have fun.
Nah, she hates you.
I'll get Jen to cut it. She wants to cut it.
She hates you.
Cut it. No, she hates me.
Yeah.
Who?
My mom.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. Your mom.
You're a scumbag. Lying. That's why.
No, she isn't.
You're a bad influence.
She had sex at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
What are you talking
about? She didn't ever told you that. Phil and Ape were up there a long time ago.
Were they?
Yeah.
Tell me some Phil and Ape stories.
Well, I can't be doing that. Ape had to pee by a tree one time. She got all pissed off.
She was peeing by a tree?
Yeah. And she said, I got to pee. And so I pulled over by a tree. And she got Phil got all pissed off. And everyone else
Hello?
Found out, took a leak.
Hello?
Hello? Sam.
Yo, what's up?
Phone call.
This is Tony.
Whoa, we got Tony Hawk.
Oh, Tony Hawk, yo!
What are you doing?
What's up?
Listen to Vito. He's out of his mind.
I think you guys need a subtitle for Vito on the radio as well.
I know. Vito, no one can understand you because you're from Chichester.
What the hell are you talking about? You're from California. I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Where are you right now?
I am driving around home, picking up my boys, and I'm heading to Europe for the MTV Video Awards tomorrow, and you're not going now. Thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to go, but Viva La Bam canceled it without my knowledge.
I was going to know exactly one person in Rome, Italy, and that was you. And now I don't know anybody.
No, you know people.
No,
You'll be hanging out with P. Diddy. Everything will be fine.
Don't go to Venice.
Your name?
Are you going to be skating out there?
No, I'm just presenting an award, like alternative band or something, whatever that means.
Yeah, I skated for the first time yesterday in 2 months because I broke my foot.
You broke your foot skating?
You know about that, right?
What, was that after your operation?
No. I was at my house riding around on this dirt bike, and I was hitting this jump, and then one of my drunk buddies came by on a four-wheeler and just totally collision in midair and broke my foot in three places.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I've been out for 2 months. I had to go to Europe and film two episodes. I was supposed to have this fruity cast on, but I sawed it off to put on a regular shoe. And I think it backfired because it still hurts.
What do you just make everyone else do the physical stuff? You just dictate what everyone else does to get hurt now?
Pretty much. I wish I would have got hurt doing something good, like maybe trying to 50-50 like a 15-stair rail, but instead my buddy crushes my foot on a four-wheeler. It wasn't even my fault.
You should lie about it.
You think I should come up with a better story?
Yeah.
Not too many people seen it.
Vito, what kind of story should I come up with about my broken...
You're walking through the Alps. I seen that for 2 miles. I must have been doing something.
I fell down the Alps?
Yeah, on a cliffhanger.
Does that sound good, Tony?
You saw what?
I fell down the Alps.
Yeah.
I climbed up to the top of an Alp, and I fell down and broke my foot. That's what Vito wants me to say.
Yeah,
he was walking through the Alps. He was walking through the Alps with a broken foot, so who knows what's wrong with the kid. He acted like it didn't hurt. We're supposed to come to your house in a couple of weeks and visit you.
Yeah, what's up with that? I heard there was going to be a sleepover or something in my house.
Yeah, well, we're going to film it for the show. We're going to come over and sleep over. But, dude, Vito's going to be such a nuisance.
I've got a guest house that's kind of detached and away. Is that cool? Don?
Do you have any strippers back there? I'll go back there.
I heard you got
a wild place out there, Tony, now that you got divorced. I heard you're getting dead.
As long as you're in that little guest house and you're not bringing that stuff into the... main house.
No, it'll be good. I know you're a good guy.
Let's just bring a haggard ass cot in like your garage, and we'll let Vito stay there.
Bam's a bad influence for your kids.
Yeah, right. You're a bad influence. I'm nice.
There's a trampoline outside. You could just get a sleeping bag.
Vito, you want to sleep on the trampoline?
I'll sleep on the trampoline. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
It'll make the show funnier.
Nice girls with big breasts jumping around.
All right, it's a deal.
If you slept on the trampoline, the ratings would go up.
All right, I'll do that. Jump up and down. I'll do that.
Hey, so who's the regular on your show? I only got to hear the last 10 minutes or so.
Oh well, right now we have DiCamello here, but he's being Rake Yon the whole night, so nobody got to hear the official DiCamello. Say hi, Rake Yon.
Hey Tony.
Raekyon's at home listening, and he's just going to beat the crap out of Brandon when we get home. And then we have Don Vito here, and Tim O'Connor was supposed to be on, but he's ill, so he couldn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, so you guys just play him and CKY all the whole hour, or what?
This show, it's our first show. Jesus Christ, we know what we're doing. What the hell are you doing your show? Who's on? I heard you got a show, too, now.
No, we had him play live here because they're playing at Irving Plaza tonight, so it just worked out that the first show, the premiere show, I have my favorite band play. How great is that?
Wow, that's such a coincidence.
Tony, when's your show? He has a show, too. I don't see
it. No, our show is tomorrow, Tuesday.
Tomorrow? Okay, we got to listen here. They're sending me a Sirius radio so I can listen to you.
How's this? We're going to do our show. I'm going to be in L.A. tomorrow, so I got to do the show from L.A. And I called all of my Hollywood contacts, and no one is coming through.
You're going to be in Rome tomorrow. How are you going to do it?
No, I leave tomorrow night after the show.
Tomorrow after the show. Have a minute with Don Vito. You have
What's
a good
that?
Show. Bam has a minute with Don Vito every week. I can do Tony Hawk, too. Something different happens every minute.
In the studio.
Yeah, he just ate lifesavers off of some breasts earlier.
Yeah, inside the breasts, in between the cleavage, they were nice.
Wait, what do you call
it? Some sort of live simulcast or something? Because I don't know.
Your kids aren't going to be there when we're filming, are they?
Yeah, you're gonna babysit. Is that cool?
Yeah, I will babysit them. I'm a good uncle.
No, you're not.
They're going to be watching Playboys and all kinds of.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, I'm sure they already seen all. How old
are we're going to lock Vito in the garage
old,
there.
Bam seen stuff when he was 6 years old. He came and seen Playboy magazine.
What are you talking? Oh, yeah, it's true. Dude, Vito used to take shits on the toilet at my mom's house, and I'd kick the door open. He'd always be reading a Playboy while he was shitting. And he'd be like, yo, get the hell out, Turquoise. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. You're sick in the head. That's what you got, brain damage.
Why you
got
to read Playboy
all
the time?
Idiot Club. I was looking at stuff.
Oh, Tony, do you want to join our Nidiot Club?
What's an Idiot Club?
We're just idiots. And Vito, Vito's
I'm in by default, I guess.
Yeah, Villa just joined yesterday, the Nidiot Club.
All right.
Well, now you're in. So when we come over to your house and have that sleepover, you're going to be the top-notch in the Nidiot Club.
You're the head Nidiot.
You're the head Nidiot.
Okay,
Bam's
I'm
right
in.
Below you. You're
Let
in.
Let me know when you're coming so I can get the guest room ready, okay, Don?
All right, well, call us tomorrow during your show, then we'll say something to you.
All right.
Where the hell are you going to have one? You have him? What's your band you're having on? M&M's?
What band? I had Metallica calling last
Metallica,
week.
Metallica, there you go. Jesus Christ, you big time, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We're blowing
God
up.
God damn.
Maybe you could play Bruce Springsteen for Vito because he just got a tattooed to his ass.
That's not going to happen.
You don't like Bruce?
Did you hear about that?
No.
He has, Don Vito has Bruce Springsteen tattooed on his ass.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. You should have watched the show last week. What the hell are you doing out there? You ain't even watching our show no more. What happened? You were in it. You just watch the shows you're in, don't you?
Wait, was that when you turned the lights off?
No,
that was a Civil War.
We did it.
Was on last week.
At a Bloodhound Gang show, I got him to get Bruce Springsteen tattooed to his ass because hopefully he'll get invited to a concert.
Okay. That's
now I'm getting him on my other cheek.
He's getting him on his other cheek.
H.I.M. Him. It's a good band. You like him, don't you? You seen him, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually played him on our show, and we dedicated it to you, man. But not that you're listening to our show either, you know?
Well, I have Sirius Radio all over my house, so it's going to be on.
Don't forget, we're on Faction 28, okay?
That's what I'm on.
We're on Faction 28. We'll tell you on a different time.
I know. I just wanted to test you guys.
Why all the shouting?
Because he's on the same show.
Whisper to Hawk, okay?
I'm going to let you guys get back to your show so I can prepare to do my show tomorrow, okay?
Good. And prepare to do a 900 when we get out there because we're going to be skating.
All right. I'll
don't be
right
stealing from our
Vito.
Show and taking our breast.
All right, Tony, I'll see you soon.
You got to do a belly flop into my pool, all right?
Yeah, I'll do anything, Tony.
Right,
just put me on one game. You put Phil in a game, you don't put me in no game. Jesus Christ, how can anybody join a game but me?
I'll see you guys soon.
Hey. All right, see you, Tony.
Later.
See you in a couple weeks.
Oh,
there you go.
Let's take a call for Don Vito.
We have a call for you, Vito.
Who is it?
Let's find out.
Jeez.
Are you there?
Yo, is anyone there?
Yo.
You don't even have no listeners. Ain't nobody's even calling.
Hello?
There you go.
Is this Bam?
Yeah.
Hey, Bam, what's up? Hey, Vito.
Yo, you're on his inaugural show here.
Hey, Vito, don't you got any decent clothes?
Decent clothes? I ain't got a goddamn skateboarding show. What clothes are these people got? I got regular clothes.
Hey, Bam, does he have any decent clothes? Or is he only driving pieces?
I got audio electric clothes.
He still shops at straight up Kmart. Like this shirt.
Yeah,
he's wearing,
I gotta wear fancy
he's wearing
stuff
a blue Kmart shirt. How much was this, Vito?
Bam wears the same clothes for 3 weeks.
Honestly. How much was this shirt?
$9.99.
Yeah.
$10. Everything I like, my whole outfit.
Oh,
you $130.
I can't really talk.
Why the heck
because,
you spent $50 for
clothes? I've been rocking my gear for like 10 days now and I reek. Smell me, Vito.
No,
hey,
Bam. No wonder you're infected.
Hey, Bam, did Knoxville ever fix your truck after he screwed it all up?
Yeah, they actually welded it back on. Of course, Knoxville didn't fix it, but I had MTV pay for it because it was getting all kinds of rain in the Hummer and stuff. And, man, that thing is probably worth $15,000 right about now. The whole front is dented in. There's tar all over the inside, and the whole thing is just rain. I had a DVD player in there, but somehow pineapple juice got in there. The whole thing's just jacked.
Yeah, I was like, I like to shit my pants when I saw the last man. I say he's dead. Bam's gonna kill his ass.
I got some retort there because I painted his buddy's Cadillac fluorescent green, and then we smashed the hell out of it.
Well, hey, man, great talking to you, man. Long-time viewer, first-time caller, so keep up the good work.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, man, see you, buddy.
All right, see ya.
First caller ever we had. Is that the second
was that the,
caller?
No, that was the second caller
second
ever.
Second call. You're famous. Yo.
Should we take another call? Vito, let's take another call.
All right, take another call.
Rake, another call?
Oh, yeah, and it's Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
Can you whisper like Beastman until the guy comes on?
Oh, yes, I love to whisper like Beastman. If you could give me desires that please my total tongue tasting. Yes, I love to make love to a grown man while he rolls around with me after a hot, warm shower on a cold November night.
And look, it's Skeletor now.
Boy. Hello, Bam. There's people on the phone. He's talking this crazy
hello?
Stuff.
Hello?
Hey, we were just goofing around with stuff. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm just hanging out with Beastman and Skeletor.
It's awesome. Yo, my name's Leo. Dude, I watch your show every day. Like, every day it's on, I'm watching it.
Watch this goddamn recorder, and then right? You gotta watch it every day. Jesus Christ,
Don
record
Vito
it one time,
awesome.
You watch whenever you want.
Don Vito's out of his mind.
He's no, crazy.
He is, and he...
Okay.
Yeah, and he has a Kmart shirt on, $9.99.
$9.99.
Yeah. Where do you live?
I live in Boston Spa.
Where?
It's in Albany, near Albany.
Oh, okay.
In the Saratoga Racetrack.
Yeah.
Near the Saratoga Racetrack?
Yeah, I know Albany.
Is that where you go?
Yeah.
You go hang out at the Saratoga
Racetrack? The Mad River Cafe, was that?
Dude, I get my dad to sit down and watch it with me, all right?
He says he doesn't want me watching it. I'm going to grow up to be just like you. Okay?
Uh-oh.
That could be a good thing.
Infected. How do you know about Albany? Did you have a breast signing there?
Yeah, I had a breast signing.
I knew it.
I did.
He's talking about racetracks.
Mad River. Yeah,
did you have a breast signing at the Saratoga?
Yeah, that Jimmy Buffett played.
What are you talking about?
He played up in Boston.
Did he play live?
Yeah, he played live at the stadium. And then Albany, New York, they had Saratoga Racetrack, the Travers race was playing. And then they had Don Vito and Jimmy Buffett concert at the same time. It was a good show.
It was a good show.
Yeah, Albany's a nice place.
All right, I think it's time for a new song here.
A new song?
We're going to play... do you like Turbo Negro?
Dude, I never heard of him.
Well,
I'm going to watch every show. It's one of the shows. Don't be filled. What the hell are you talking about? You're lying now.
I probably heard of him just watching your show if you play it on there.
Haven't you seen Don't Feed Phil?
Oh, yes, I saw that one.
Well, that was Turbo Negro.
That's the band that plays in my house.
Oh, okay.
They're from Norway. Yeah. They're nuts.
I think you like a pepperoni.
So we're going to play it.
Do your parents, like, ever abandon you?
Why would they?
Because, like, all the torture you put them through.
Yeah, but I bought that house fair and square, so they're living under my roof, kid.
True. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to say? If I feel like painting the kitchen blue, well, by God, I will.
Yo, what station are you on right now? Do you know?
Yeah, what station?
Are you on Radio BAM on Sirius 28 Faction?
Sirius 28 Faction, Radio BAM.
All right, so this song, I'm devoting this song to you and to everybody in Albany, because this is Turbo Negro, Ride With Us on what station, Vita?
Sirius 28! Is that what you call it? Back to Radio. Sirius.
Are you ready?
How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Radio Band, Sirius 28 Faction. Oh, serious. I'm dead serious. I love your ass.
I like that hick voice that you just did there.
Hey, you want to hear your voice? Dang. Yeah.
You know what? You should talk as the hick for the rest of this 7 minutes we have left, because we are going to Texas at 5 a.m. to hang out on a bayou.
Oh, good. That's delicious.
We're going to be hanging out with alligators and whatnot.
A bayou? What the hell's a bayou?
What are you talking about?
I thought it was
about?
A bayou. You said we were going somewhere.
What do you think?
The Delaware Bay. I don't know what you're. I see a little dog on my Sirius radio here.
Wait.
That's Roxy. See the little dog?
Hey, what do they have in Louisiana?
Roxy's here.
What do they have in
Louisiana? Alligators, I guess.
No.
A bayou.
A what?
A bayou.
Which
I
one?
I don't know. There's a bunch of alligators. You packed me in a goddamn trailer park with alligators. I don't know what the hell you're doing. You send me to all these places. I don't know what's going on.
Basically,
rock and roll.
We were staying at a trailer park for one of the episodes that we've been filming these days, and we made a swamp right in front of Vito's trailer, so when he walks out, he has to walk around a bayou.
Yeah, and you tricked me.
Yeah,
I got all muddy and wet. I sunk like an animal.
And then he yells, "They don't have bayous in Delaware. Why don't you go to Louisiana for that kind of stuff?" So we are.
And we are.
We're going to Louisiana.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah?
Because you might die in that bayou. You might die and never come back. That might be the last show. You never know. You won't.
You'd
even
probably like that, wouldn't you?
Well, you're starting to piss me off with all the stupid stuff you're doing. You're going to take so much. Now you got this radio
Hick.
Show.
Yeah.
Let's say our goodbyes here, because I want to devote this next song to Heroin Novak.
No heroin today. That's a good motto.
My buddy who stayed at my house is a recovering heroin addict, and he was on it for 10 years, but now he's clean, he's writing a book about it, and then he's going to be a millionaire. So, and it's Children of Bodom, they're from Finland. How come all these good bands come from Finland? I don't know. No, actually, I do know, because in the wintertime, it's dark the whole time, so the only thing there is to do is play good music. So listen next week, Mondays at 7. Vito, you going to come by again?
Well, you're going to call me up. A minute with Don Vito. You got 1 minute with me. Anyway.
Are you going to come by?
I'll come by if it's close by.
Yeah, well, you better come by, Vito, and listen to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction. I'll suck you dry, you sloppy dog.
No, get the hell away from me. You're sick in the head, this radio show.
Oh!
I don't know if I'm coming back. You can just call me up once a week. I don't want to come close to you again.
All right, everybody, I'm going to see you next week. This is Children of Bodom, Needled 24/7, Nova.